You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. No matter who you are, you probably had a rough day at the office that changed your perspective on things. Or maybe you made an impulse purchase you really, really wish you could take back. This week, our producer Raghu Manavalan sat down with a guy whose work I guarantee you know. That picture of a little boy reaching out to feel President Obama's hair? He took it.
My name is Pete Souza. I'm the chief official White House photographer for President Obama.
So first question, fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
Money can buy you all the camera equipment you need after January 20th.
Why January 20th?
Because that's the day I leave my current job.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
I think the hardest part about my job is that I have not much of a personal life. It's very difficult on my family, kind of on call all the time. I mean, I'm pretty much with him all day long until he goes up to the residence for dinner. And then on weekends, it just kind of depends on what's going on, what's happening in the world. You know, I have this BlackBerry with me 24/7, and I'm looking forward to not having that with me after January 20th. I think that will be quite a relief.
What was your first job?
My first job was being a paper boy for the New Bedford Standard Times in Massachusetts. I think I was 10 or 11, and I did that for a couple years until we moved to a different house, and somebody else already had the paper route.
In a next life, what would your career be?
Well, that's a good question. My job would be a record producer. I'd like to be in the studio with musicians and tell them, oh, add a little bass here and add some more drums here. I just think it'd be a fun job to do.
I feel like that's very similar to your current job. Like you're kind of a fly on the wall, but you're still having some sort of creative input in what's happening.
Except there is no loud music playing, which it's oftentimes very quiet.
When did you realize you can make an actual living off of photography?
Probably not until I actually started doing it. I mean, I had gone to Boston University with the hopes of becoming a sports writer. And in my junior year, I took a photography class, and, you know, right away I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I remember telling my mother, I came home from school one weekend, and I told her, I'm going to be a photographer now. And she was like, how are you going to make money? And I, you know, somehow it's kind of worked out.
Do you remember your first day on the job?
First day on the job was at a small newspaper in Kansas called the Hutchinson News, and I just remember being really excited to finally being paid every day to take photographs. I thought that was the coolest thing.
What is your most prized possession?
I'm going to cheat and give two answers. One, my wedding ring. It signifies... The relationship I have with my wife, and it's, you know, on my hand. It's the only thing I wear. I don't wear a watch or anything else, but I wear that wedding ring every day. But another really cool possession I have is on Air Force One, they serve you lunch on a cafeteria-style tray, and it's like a really cool tray. It has a presidential seal on it. It says Air Force One on it. So it's like not your average cafeteria tray, but it kind of looks like that. And one day they brought me my lunch on this tray, you know, the plates in the middle. And they usually take the tray away when you're done eating lunch. And on this day they came, when I finished lunch, they only took the plate away. And I looked at the tray, and they had made a special tray for me, and it said, congratulations, Pete Souza, on your 1,000th flight on Air Force One. So I have this little book stand in my office at the White House. I would change the photography book on top of the book stand. But since I've gotten this tray, it's been there ever since. It's a pretty cool thing to have.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
I think I wish somebody had said to me, chill out, tomorrow will be okay. You know, don't worry about things that go wrong, because tomorrow's another day and things are going to go right.